I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, and we're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, WGBH Boston. We were talking earlier in the program about the training the Iraqi army received from the U.S., the same Iraqi army whose members now appear to be deserting in droves. Let's shift our focus now to Libya. Since the 2011 revolution there, there's been no Libyan army, just militias. But right now, Libyan soldiers are being trained to form a new force. And that training could determine how Libya fares down the road. Libyan authorities hope that up to 20,000 soldiers will be trained overseas. Today, 360 cadets began boot camp in Britain. Marine Olivezi caught up with the cadets in Tripoli just before they headed off to the UK.
We welcome you to the United Kingdom.
It's Monday afternoon at a military base outside of Tripoli. Lieutenant Colonel Mickey Stewart reads out an official welcome to the Libyan recruits.
Under the conditions of your visa, you'll be entitled to stay in the United Kingdom to complete a 24-week military training course.
It's half pep talk, half security and regulation briefing. At one point, he reminds Libyans they're going to the UK for military training only.
That means you can't go off and work at the local garage.
Stewart is here with a dozen British officers and officials. They've got boxes, lists and uniforms for the 360 trainees. On stage, it's all organized, tidy and formal. In the audience, not so much. Cell phones go off, the men chatter away. Like others in the crowd, Taysir Alhamdani, my translator, is amused and baffled. Many of the cadets here are former rebel fighters, the same guys who became notorious during the revolution for their brazen courage and very little discipline. Taysir wonders aloud how these men will ever be proper soldiers.
A rebel is a free man. Rebel, you're not under any law. You can do whatever you like. But in a military institution, when you do something out of the order, then you're kicked out. So I think it's hard for him to adjust to that, to be a regular soldier in an army. It's up for the Brits to show their abilities. If they're going to polish these guys into real soldiers.
The Libyan officers in the room wonder just the same, especially after the Turkey debacle. Nearly a third of the recruits sent there this winter gave up and went home before the end of the training. They complained about the weather, the early morning start, and the strenuous drills. Adel Akari, the senior army officer who's supervising the overseas program, says that won't happen again. This group went through a two-month tryout and a British background check. Akari says one challenge was to handpick recruits from all parts of Libya and across the wide spectrum of tribes and militias. He says that included Islamists, as long as they didn't have ties to any radical group.
Some of them, they have this ideology, but they're not under any group or any party related to extremists. And those people, if they can adapt or adjust to our laws in the military, they're welcomed anyways, because we're not against people who is committed to their religion.
On top of the blacklist, Ansar al-Sharia, the al-Qaeda franchise that has gained ground in eastern Libya since 2012, their militants are widely believed to be behind the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi that killed U.S. diplomat Christopher Stevens. Akari says keeping them out wasn't a problem. None of them wanted to join, quite the opposite actually. They did their best to derail the process. On March 17, a military graduation ceremony in Benghazi ended in bloodshed. Fawzi Mansour Abdallah, 27, was also off to the UK, was there that day. We were walking outside of the gate when the bomb went off, he says. The guy sleeping next to me in the barracks was killed and a dozen others. But see, that's only reinforced my commitment. Where I'm from in eastern Libya, there's no military, no police, so you either join the terrorists or you join the army. I chose the army. Others say they've grown disillusioned with the militias that fought the revolution and are now clinging to power against Libya's best interest. Mickey Stewart, the lieutenant colonel who was trying to get their attention earlier, says behind their unruly demeanors, they're a highly motivated bunch.
They are only here as volunteers and very eager young men who want to be a part of rebuilding the Libyan army and rebuilding the country post-revolution. And I think they're very much up for it. Young, fit, healthy blokes who are very keen to do it.
The next day, the recruits show up for their flights to England, sporting brand new green uniforms with white belts. They definitely look more like soldiers than yesterday. British officers gathered to send them off. They say a second batch should be ready to follow suit once this group is back in Libya in December. For now, the U.S. Army is supposed to take over. The training will take place at a NATO base in Bulgaria. It was scheduled to start in July, but Libyan officers say not a single soldier has been recruited yet. For the World